In Afghanistan, enlisted soldiers got to work off their Thanksgiving dinners in a unique competition, a 26-mile race known as the Minefield Marathon. From Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, NPR's Ivan Watson has the story.
On a freezing Afghan morning, a cheerful crowd of more than 100 runners, most of them American soldiers, stood shivering next to the bullet-riddled wreckage of a MiG-21 fighter jet. They were waiting for the start of what may have been the world's first minefield marathon. In addition to being the headquarters for thousands of coalition troops, Bagram is also home to some of the most dangerous minefields in the country, leftovers from when this former Soviet airbase was the front line in Afghanistan's long civil war. The 26.2-mile course wound through a landscape still littered with buried landmines. The runners stayed to a course of roads that the Army had already cleared, but Army Specialist Brandy Caputo from Pennsylvania joked this was still no guarantee.
You never know. You could run over the same path 101 times, and the 102nd time you run over it, it blows up. So stay in the middle because the landmines are 2 feet away.
The marathon was the brainchild of Lieutenant Colonel James Post. He organized the tongue-in-cheek event to show that the troops were tough and in good spirits.
What you have to make sure is that you have all the minefields marked, because that's a encouragement for people not to cut corners on the marathon. You do so at your peril.
An Apache helicopter, as well as two Humvees with mounted machine guns, were all on hand to protect the runners. And after a long delay, they took off with the starting gun, a huge blast of C4 plastic explosives. Contestants then ran for hours through thick dust kicked up by passing jeeps and armored cars. Spectators at a Gatorade stand next to the base's hospital cheered them on. This officer from Pittsburgh took a moment to chat with the crowd at the halfway mark.
Anybody hit any mines?
No mines, but doing a lot of contemplation about our meaning of life out here.
Lieutenant Raymond Youngs from Boston won the race, crossing the finish line after a little more than 3 hours. Tired but happy, he said because of dust, altitude, and, of course, landmines, this was the hardest marathon he'd ever run. Ivan Watson, NPR News at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan.